Michigan's wine grape acreage has doubled over the past decade. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Many people say the quality of Michigan wine has also grown dramatically. But to uncork a young wine region's fullest potential, you need something more. You need a signature grape. And there's debate among winemakers in northern Michigan as to whether that's been discovered yet. Linda Steffen reports.
Think of Champagne, France, and immediately sparkling wine comes to mind. Napa Valley's known for warm climate reds, such as Cabernet Sauvignon. And though the northern Michigan wine regions are not even 50 years old, there's already a standout grape. As some customers told me recently at the Traverse City tasting room of Left Foot Charlie.
My impression is that the Riesling grape's the signature grape, but I see them growing amazing wines out of all the white grapes right now.
Yeah, the Riesling, absolutely. And then the cherry wines.
But winemaker Jay Briggs of 45 North in Lake Leelanau says the Riesling may not end up as the region's signature at all. This is a young wine region, so he says, let's not rush into anything.
We're almost like a teenager in the whole wine arena worldwide, so having a signature grape right now is kind of like choosing your career when you're 15 years old.
The Riesling is a white, northern European grape, and often it makes a rather sweet wine. Briggs says a lot of winemakers actually prefer the drier Rieslings, but those are harder to sell to customers.
I think that's a big downfall, is that the quality Riesling isn't what people are really looking for.
An upside to the Riesling, when grown here, it develops a flavor unique to the region. Winemakers say it's a special grape that way, very sensitive to the dirt or terroir. So don't discount the Riesling, says Left Foot Charlie's Brian Elbrick. But it's also popular elsewhere. That means there's a lot of competition. Among others, Elbrick is watching the Pinot Blanc. He says, like the Riesling, it tastes different when grown here, fruitier.
They stand out in the world of Pinot Blanc, and it'll change perceptions of that grape variety. And that kind of gives some good indications that maybe we were onto something with this grape.
This is our Pinot Blanc. And this one has some really nice golden, delicious apple flavors, and you might even pick up a little bit of a green pear.
At the tasting room of Bry's Estate, the Pinot Blanc is growing in popularity with customers. Behind the scenes, winemaker Coonrod Stassen agrees the grape has some promise for northern Michigan, but Stassen says not to rule out the reds. Maybe the Cabernet Franc, he says. Again, there's less competition.
We have to establish ourselves with a specific variety and do that better than any other place in the world if we want to be taken serious.
But other vintners say the region is already doing that. Just down the road, behind the tasting room at Chateau Grand Traverse, a bottling factory does 4,000 cases a day, 1,000 a week, just to southeast Michigan.
Incidentally, we sell Japan, China, Germany, and the Cayman Islands. That surprise you? We have a big market in China.
Ed O'Keefe Sr. was the guy who started it all on Old Mission Peninsula in 1974. He's banking on Riesling. Look around, he says. Customers are buying. And so are judges.
The one we did in England, for example, where we entered that contest, there was 10,000 entries, 40 countries, and we took best of class for Riesling. That's Michigan. I don't think people know that.
For the Environment Report, I'm Linda Steffen.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.